Sagt the Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Yuma, Perik Ches, Mishnah Zayin. In this Mishnah we're going to learn that even Safik Nefashis is Deicha Shabbos. And even if it's a remote Safik, there's only a small chance that by being Mechal Shabbos, a life is going to be saved. We're still Mechal Shabbos, sagt the Mishnah. Mi Shenaflo Alav Mapoilas. We saw that someone is standing next to a wall or a roof of stones that caved in on him. We're not 100% sure that he's underneath the pile of stones. Safik Husham, maybe he's there, Safik Enisham, maybe he's not there. Maybe the last minute he was able to run away. Maybe he jumped out of the path of the falling stones just in time. We're not sure. So it could be he's there, could be he's not. Safik Chai, Safik Meis. And even if he is there, even if the stones did fall on him, for all we know, maybe he already passed away. Who says he's still alive? Safik Nachri, Safik Yisrael. Despite these sveikas, Mefakchen Olav Es Hagal. We're mechuyev to dig into this pile of stones. Mefakchen is a lashon of Pikuach Nefesh. We have to try to find him. Bring the shovels, bring the equipment, do what you can, and search for him. Now let's say we take a search, and it's U Chai. We find him, alive. Mefakchen Olav, we continue to do whatever we can to carefully remove the stones and to try to pull him out. Be amazed if we start searching and we find that unfortunately he passed away, Yamichu, then we leave him alone. Now, I'm sure you're asking some kashas over here. What is the Mishnah teaching us? We start digging. If we find him alive, we should continue digging. Well, of course, that's the whole point of the digging. That's why we're looking for him. That's why we're removing the stones. Well, the Gemara explains that the Mishnah means to say as follows. Even if we see that right now he's alive, but it doesn't look like he'll be alive for too much longer, we don't make that cheshbon. We say we continue to do everything within our power to be able to save him, even if he's only going to live for a short while longer. Now, one of the reasons that the Gemara tells us we're mechal Shabbos for someone who's in danger, it is better to be mechal one Shabbos so this person can live and be shomer many Shabbosos. So one could have perhaps argued over here, well, he's not going to live to be shomer many Shabbosos. Even if we take him out, it looks like he'll only live a short while longer. So the Mishnah tells us a chiddush. That's not our concern. Even Chaye Shah, our job is to preserve life. The Rabbeinu Yonasan and the Meiri say something very fascinating. Who is it for us to say that we shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos for him, even if he's only going to live a short while longer? Even if he'll only live for a few minutes. You know, it could be in those few minutes he's going to do tshuva. He'll say vidui, and he'll be zeichet to chayu olam haba forever and ever and ever after. Although the Chafetz Chaim explains in the Bir Halacha Simon Shin Chav Tes that we would apply the same thing for a cheres shayt of a katan. Although they may not have das to do tshuva, we still say we're going to do everything within our power, including Chil Shabbos, or Yom Tov, to save them. The Etzem Chayim is worthy to be Deicha Shabbos. It's our appreciation for life itself, even for a short while. In any event, now we can understand what the Mishnah means when the Mishnah says if we find him alive, we continue to dig. As long as he's alive, it's not our cheshbon to think how much longer he's going to live. Now, what does the Mishnah mean via mes? That if he died, Yanichuhu, we leave him? Well, of course, if he died already, so what's the heter to be Mechal Shabbos or be Mechal Yom Tov? And the answer is that over here, the chiddush of the Mishnah is as follows. Normally, a mess is considered mukza. But if there's a fire burning, Chazal were matir to move the mess, to take the mess out. Why? Because they were scared, if we're not going to give a person a special heter, he's going to be so nervous that he's going to extinguish the fire, which is an Isser D'Araisa. So we would much rather that he was over the Isser D'Rabbanan of Mukza, than to put him in a situation where he will lose himself and be over the Isser D'Araisa of extinguishing the fire. But over here, we do not apply any special heter to remove the mace. Because what are you going to argue over here? Oh, allow him to keep digging. Because if not, he may lose himself and keep digging. I don't gain anything by giving him a special heter. It's not like by a fire, were willing to look away at the drabanan of moving muktzah to save him from extinguishing a fire which is min ha-Torah. But the Mishnah is reminding us that wouldn't be nogeya over here. We wouldn't gain anything. It's not like we're letting him be over a lesser isser and only an isser drabanan to save an isser deraisa. It doesn't make sense to say we'll let him dig because he may lose himself, we'll continue digging. It doesn't work that way. We hope that he won't lose himself. Okay, once again, quickly chazering over what we learned over here in Perik Ches, Mishnah Zayin. Even if there are multiple sveikas, we are still Mechal Shabbos. We learned that if we find him alive, even if we don't think he's going to live very long, that's not our concern, even for Chayisha. We continue to carefully dig and to take him out. But if, unfortunately, we see that his neshama already left him, then there is no special heter in this case, then we have to stop digging. By the way, the Batanura explains to us what the Gemara says, that we're baidik until his nose, meaning to say, either from the top of his head toward his nose, or we find his feet first, we keep digging until his nose, we want to see if he has any breath. If there is no breath, that is when we stop, because the Pasuk says, Kala shenishmas ruach chayim bi'apoy. If he doesn't have a nishmas chayim, he is not considered alive. By the way, the Gemara also tells us, let's say the wall fell on many people, and we find the top layer of people, and unfortunately they're no longer amongst the living. We don't say, well, for sure the ones on the bottom died. No, there's a special gzeira for everyone. It's very possible that the ones on the bottom are alive. And the Gemara says there was taka a story where the people most likely not to be found alive were taka found alive.